This goes to Dr. Strom, S-T-R-O-M, fax 989-463-1713, regarding Betty, B-E-T-T-I-E, Turland, T like Tom, U-R-L-A-N-D. Date of birth, February 25th of 1953. Dear Dr. Strom, this is a face-to-face follow-up visit for Mrs. Turland with stage 3B chronic kidney disease, hypertension, and history of calcium oxalate kidney stones. Her last visit was January 17th of this year. She believes she passed a kidney stone a few months ago. She did not have to go to the hospital and have any procedures done. It passed on its own, but it was very painful, she reports. Otherwise, she's feeling quite well now. No nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia. No diarrhea, blood, or melena. No chest pain or palpitations. Urine is clear, no cloudiness or visible blood. She does have edema that is stable of the lower extremities. No syncopal episodes, no dizziness. Medications, medication list is reviewed. Her vitamin D dose was changed. She's taking 2,000 units of vitamin D3 once a day rather than the 50,000 once a week. She is anticoagulated with warfarin, and she's on several medications for memory. Physical examination, weight is 310 pounds. Blood pressure, left forearm, 120 over 86, pulse is 85, and oxygen saturation is 96% on room air. Neck is supple. There's no jugular venous distension. Lungs are clear without rails, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is regular, somewhat distant sounds. Abdomen is obese, non-tender, no ascites. Extremities, she definitely has one plus edema of feet and ankles bilaterally. Labs, most recent lab studies were done July 14th of 2022. Creatinine is stable at 1.4. Estimated GFR is 37. Albumin 3.8, calcium 8.9. Sodium is low at 129. I did encourage her to restrict fluid intake right now to about 64 ounces in 24 hours. Potassium is 4.9, carbon dioxide 23, phosphorus 3.6, hemoglobin 14.5 with normal white count and normal platelets. Assessment and plan, stage 3B, chronic kidney disease with stable creatinine levels, calcium oxalate kidney stones with recent passing of a kidney stone within the last 6 months, and hypertension currently at goal. Patient will continue to have lab studies done every 3 months. She'll follow a low oxalate diet. She will continue to push fluids to prevent kidney stone formation, but not to excess. And she'll be rechecked by this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.